We are learning Mesechtes Gittin Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph. We're starting from the brand new Mishnah on Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hey Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda al Achareshes Shasiya Avia Shiyotze Veget. The halach is that a Chareshes, a Isha who can't speak or hear, she's called a Cheresh, she's not called a Ben Das, and she can't marry herself off. But while she's a Ketana, the halach is that her father can marry her off. When she's a ketana, she's a nara, her father can marry her off. So therefore, it's possible to have a kedushin de araisa by a chareshes. When the father marries her off while she's less than a bagris. So now, let's say she has a kedushin de araisa, she's married mid araisa, could she accept the get? She's not a bardas. So halacha is that she could go out with a get. And the pshat is because a get, we know, could be given to the isha bal karcha. You don't need her das. She doesn't have to accept the get bedas. You can force her to accept the get. And therefore, you don't need, even a chareshes could accept the get, even though there's a kedushin d'araisa. Val katana bas Yisrael, that's married to a kayin, that halacha is, by the way, I think I said a nara before, avia only can mekabel a kedushin for a katana, I think. Not for Naira. V'aktana bas Yisrael, this is the koyin. I'm talking about Ketana bas Yisrael, who does not have a father, and therefore she wasn't married off Midaraisa. She was Yisoyimu at a father, and her mother or her brother married her off, which is only Kedushin Darabanon. So the halacha is, V'aktana bas Yisrael, this is the koyin, Sheichelas b'tshuma. Ketana bas Yisrael that's married to a koyin, that she could eat chuma. Rashi means she gets chuma Darabanon. Taizo speaks it out, means that she gets chuma Darabanon. Because she can't eat chum with the raisa, because with the raisa there is no kedushin. So if there's no kedushin, so she's not really married to a kohen with the raisa. But ma'isa chum with the rabbanon she could eat. What is chum with the rabbanon? Pasuk chum with the rabbanon is things that are not tvua and not yain and shemen. All the pears like apples and pears, those things are only chayiv ma'isa and chum with the rabbanon. So there, this ketana who's only married with the rabbanon can eat chum with the rabbanon. It's not when she becomes a gadola, then they it could become a deraisa. When she becomes a gadola, then she could become, they could do biel shame kedushin, and then it'll be a deraisa. Yeah, but while she's a ketana, it's impossible. While she's a ketana, it's impossible to marry a deraisa because her father's not marrying her off. V'im mesa baila yarsha. If she dies, then baila yarsha. Her baal is yarisher, and this is even though it's only kedushin derabanan, but bezdin made hefker bezdin hefker. And they were mistaken that even by such a kedushin, which is only derabanan, her husband is yerisher. Another takana they made: v'almirish hagozel shebanu bebira sheitol asdam b'takanas hashavim. Someone who steals a beam, marish a beam, hagozel that was stolen. They built it into a bira, into a building, and now he wants to do tshuva. He wants to return it. So if he wants to return the beam itself, we have to take apart the house and give back the beam. He's not going to want to do that. He'll say, you know what, it's not worth to do tshuva. So of course, at the Karnas HaShavim, we were misakin that you could just give the money, you don't have to give the beam back. And the Mefarshim the speak out is, Lav Dafka Bira, any type of building. We see in the Gemara in Sukkah, that even if you build a Sukkah out of a stolen item, you could give the money instead, of course, Takanas HaShavim. But in the last halacha of the Mishnah, V'alchatas HaGazula Shaloi Noyudol HaRabim, If someone stole an animal and he made it into a chatas and brought it to the Beis Mikdash and they brought it as a carbon and it was not known that this was stolen, the halacha is shimechaperes that it works. Tikkun HaMizbech, we have to explain this, what this means exactly, that because of Tikkun HaMizbech we said it's mechaperes. The Gemara will have two pshatim in that. Al kaponim, in the last two cases of the Mishnah, it actually says Tekanas HaShavim, Tekan HaSbech. Rashi says that's why this came into this Perek, which is talking about Tekan Olam, for the last two halachas. Al Kaponim, our Mishnah said here five different halachas. We had a halacha about a Chareshes that the father married her off. We had a Katana that married herself off. We had a Morish, a beam that was stolen and built into a house. That was Tekanas HaShavim. And we had a Chatz HaGzula, and we also had in the middle there a Mesa Baal Yarsha. Like upon him, we had here four or five different halachas in our Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to start off with the first line that says that if a father marries off a Chareshes, which is a Kedushin Daraisa, she still could accept the get. So Amar Rava, Meidusha Sherab Yechno Ben Gudgada, Amar, if you learn out from this Eidus, you know what you learn out? Amar La'edim, let's say a regular man and a wife are married. all Gedolim. And Omala Edim, he wants to give a get to his wife. He tells Edim, not in front of the wife, he tells the Edim, Ru'u get zesh, and he knows in law, look at this get, read it, this is a get, I'm giving this to her. V'chozva Omala, then he goes to her, in front of the Edim, and says, Kinsi shtar chayv zeh, here, I have a shtar chayv for you. And she accepts it. Then she takes a look at it, she says, it's a get. Harezu megareshes, even though she did not know it was a get. She thought she was getting a shtar chayv. What's the raya? Such a case is good. Mila Omar Viechon Daito. Riechon says that a Chareshus was married midaraisa. If you give her a get, it works. Aye, she has no das. So you see, you don't need das. Hachinami, here also, when you give a get to a wife and you don't tell her it's a get and she accepts it without chapping, loy bin Daito, you see, you don't need a das. So that's more pshita. Obviously, that's clear in the Mishnah. You don't need Rava to tell this from the Mishnah, to learn this down from the Mishnah, but it's obvious. Maybe since he told the Isha that this is a Shtar Chayv, it's like a Vatal the Get, Kamash Malonim, Isha the Batalay, the Edom of Amaluhu. If you wanted a Vatal Get, you would have told the Edom that this is Vatal the Get. Why did he tell you to the Isha? Mishim Kishufa. He was embarrassed. He felt awkward to give the Get. Therefore, he said, here, Kinshu Shtar Chayv Zeh. But it was not a bittel. You see clearly, he said in front of the show of the Eidim that it's a get, he wants to give a get. And here, you're just saying Kinshu Shtar Chayv because there's a reason for it. That's the Chiddush of Rava. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Vaktana Bas Yisrael. It says that a Ketana, who does not have a father, and she marries herself off, her mother, her brother marries her off to a Kayin, she could eat Truma. And we could folk out, both Tosfos and Rashi speak out, she could eat Truma Derabbanan. V'ilu, you can't be married to the rice, only married to the rabbanon. They eat truma to the rabbanon. V'ilu chareshes loy achla. Why do we change cases? Why don't we just say, the first case was chareshes aviyah, let's talk about a case where chareshes does not have a father. And then talk about that case. Kedushin to the rabbanon. Why do you go move to ketana? It sounds like a chareshes that gets married, you can't even eat truma to the rabbanon, you can't eat anything. V'ilu chareshes loy achla. My time, what's the reason? Why is chareshes? Chareshes, the reisha? The case was a father married off. The brother married off. Yeah, let's say it. What?
Why do you have to have someone married her off?
No, she's not a bar das. She can't marry herself off. She's not a bar das. She can't marry herself off. She's not a bar das. She cannot marry herself off. She's not a bar das. Even she's there, her brother can't marry her off also. So that's the question. Exactly, precisely the question. That why do we need a ketana? Ketana is the same thing like chareshes is technically. They're both a chayri shirt v'kot, all same level. For a katan, for a ketana, we have a case. Right, that we have a case that was only Kedushin Rabbanon, and there she can eat Truma. What about Chareshes that gets married that's not the Araisa? What's the halacha? So it says, V'ilu Chareshes lo achla, it's not eat. You see, they can't eat. My timer, what's the reason? The reason is because it's a Gzeru. My timer, Gzeru Shema Yachel Chareshes b'Chareshes. Because maybe then a Chareshes will marry a Chareshes, and they'll eat Truma. And what's wrong with that? V'leichel, what's wrong? Katan Echel Velesu, and what's wrong with that? That's Katan Echel Velesu. There's a gzera, maybe, if you allow this case, be the opposite case. Where a cherish marries, let's say a cherish kayin marries a pekachas, a regular bardas, isha is a bardas, and she'll eat and land up eating chuma. And land up eating chuma, that's what we're worried about. Are you going to ask me, so why are we worried about a katon that marries a gedolah also? Now that we're saying a ketana that married a gedolah can eat truma, why I'm worried if a kata marries a gedolah? Makes the same gzera. So Rashi says, because there is no such thing as a kedushin derabbanon for a kata. A kata that marries a gedolah is not a kedushin derabbanon, it's nothing. Bishlam by a isha, the isha thing kedushin derabbanon, but not by a kata that marries a gedolah. So, akaponim, that's what's no chash there. But here we're asking, so here we're saying, the bottom line is, the reason why a chareshes that marries a gadol does not eat, even though it's kedushin derabbanon, does not eat truma, the reason is because a gzeiratu a chareshes that marries bekachas. Break the marv, lechav truma derabbanon. Okay, at least it's truma derabbanon because it's already a gzeiru gzeiru. Because gzeiru shem also lechulu b'truma deraisa. The chashash maybe come eat truma deraisa. Maybe come eat the truma deraisa. Like upon him, we don't let truma at all for chareshes because at the end of the day, it might come to truma deraisa by a cheresh b'pekachas. That's the chash. But again, by a ketana to a gadol is not a chash, because there's no such thing as a cotton to a gadol, and therefore is no chash in that case. Zot the Gemara Vayta, v'al amorish ha-gozol shebanu. The Mishnah said there's a takaras hashavim that if someone steals a beam, builds it into a building, he does not have to remove it to return it. He can just return the money. Tana Rabbanon, gozo marish, someone stole a beam, ubana bebiru, vesham erim mekakakal abiru, he knocked down the whole house, kula umachzer merish the bailam. He returned the beam to the bailam, to the owner. But he said, no, ain't leil dvei marish, vavadim shu takaras hashavim. After takaras hashavim, we masakin, all you have to do is give the money, and you don't have to return the beam. Now we get to the end of the Mishnah, which says, v'chatas ha-gazula, it says it was a stolen animal, you made it into a chatas, and you donated it for a carbon, is it mechaper or not? So, Oma Ula, Tvar Taira, Bein Noida, Bein Loida, Eidem Mechaperis. Ula says, be'etzem, it makes a difference if it's known or it's not known, it's not mechaperis. My time, even though the owner was miyayish ready, yish kedi loikani. Yish alone is not kaina. And Rashi explains, and Tosfos in a different mahalach a little bit, but they both say the same, on the same derech, that be'etzem, yish kedi could be kaina all over by mammon. But when it comes to carbon, yish kedi is not kaina. So Rashi is a pshat like this. The pasuk says, carbon no, it has to be your carbon. So if it's before yish, obviously it's not your carbon. You don't need a pasuk to tell you that if it takes someone else's carbon, it's a good carbon. So carbon is telling us, even with yish, it's not enough. You need more than yish. You need yish shinui rishos, so yish a different shinui. Yish alone is not kaina to bring a carbon. So here, l'kuliyama, bein noida b'leinoida, like ula, not the kuliyama, the right word is bein noida b'leinoida, yish by carbon is not kaina. Tais is a little bit different. Tais says, if you look at Tais, with mai, like six lines in, it says, v'imir bein tam, devachom makam yish kaina l'ula. Always yish is kaina. Rakling a carbon, she kashala krava ka'amahacha. That's v'merubud loikani. That's not kaina. Why? So the mitzvah ha'baba averhi. It's a mitzvah ha'baba averhi. So we have two mahalchim, but either way, yish kedi loikani means by carbon loikani. Rashi says because carbon noi, and Taisa says because mitzvah ha'baba averhi. So Ula says, etzem, if you bring the stolen carbon, it makes no difference. It's not mechaper. So matam omru loy noida mechaperes. So why, if it's not known, then the halacha is that it's mechaperes. Shloyu kahanim atzeivim. If every time it's a gap, let's say someone brought carbon, stolen carbon, then 2 weeks later it was found that it was stolen, we're going to say, you know what? It's not a good carbon. So the kahanim say, what do you mean? I just ate chulim ba'azara? It wasn't a good carbon. The kahanim be very upset about it. They'll be scared to bring kabbanis. And you know, every time someone brings a carbon, they say, you know, you take it. I don't want to be busy with it. Because they're scared, they're going to eat chulim ba'azara. Because you never know, maybe it's stolen. So therefore, if it's not known that it was stolen, we misakin that the loch is that it's a good carbon. It's mechaperes.
If it's not mechaperes,
Right. So look at the Rashi. Asks the kasha. Rashi, at the end of the fourth line from the bottom, asks the kasha. V'kasha heich histu bezin lakadov min atayra. But if the zemachat ashu chayev, how do you do that? So and for Rashi, shev al taisa shiny lav miku. Chazal could do things with Shev al Taisa. What they say is, you don't bring it on carbon, it's a kosher carbon. It's a kosher carbon, that's what they're saying. In such a case, it's a kosher carbon, you're not bringing it on carbon, and therefore, it's mechaperis, the Rabbanu Masak is mechaperis. But it's not, but the Rabbanu Masak is mechaperis. Only Rabbanu Le'ula, but now I'm taking them as Be'ech Tanan. You're telling me that Tekana for the Kahanim. Our Mishnah, if you look closely, says taking them as Be'ech, not taking a Kahanim. Omalahem, so the answer, so Ula answered, "Kiven the kahanim at seivim to the mizbeach bottle." There's a domino effect. If the kahanim are upset, they're not going to bring any more kabbanis. So be the mizbeach will be empty. So it's the takanas of mizbeach. Bottom line is, so Ula says, "Be'etzem, it's not a good carbon, no matter what. It's stolen." But by loy noida, we misakein that because the takanas of mizbeach that it's good. That's Ula shita. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda amad va'atayra bein noida bein loy noida mechaperes. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Sai noida, sai loy noida. It's mechaperes. It's a kapara. It's good. It's good carbon. My time off. What's the reason? Yish kedi kani. Yish alone is kaina. On top of that, the matam omru noida ain't mechaperes. Why do we say noida ain't mechaperes? That if you know about it, it's not mechaperes. So yoyimru mizbeach oichel nevela gzelis. You shouldn't say it's like a chil Hashem that the mizbeach is oichel gzelis. Let me say this: really, it's a good carbon because yish kedi. Now the Mishnah's mashma only loy noida is mechaperes. Mashma noida, if you know it's stolen, then it's not. Then if you know it's stolen, then it's not mechaperes. L'chayra, why not? L'chayra, it's a good carbon. Teretz is mechil Hashem. Frank Tosfos here It's kumaseh. So what we're saying, that if it's noida, then you have to bring another carbon. How you bring another carbon? Look, you don't have to bring another carbon derisa. Toys is kasha. Toys says you're right. Echanami, if you, if this case was, you know about before the zrika, you say that you're not allowed to bring, don't bring it. Which means you're not allowed to bring it. Even if you bought it already, then you don't have to bring another one. You don't have to bring another one. And that would be dafkamil alach in ula and rav Yehuda. Feel like ula, even after you bring it, you have to bring another one because it's not kosher. But according to this mandiyama, it's really kosher. And what it means is, but by noida, you're not allowed to bring it. So yoyim mizbeach oichel gezelis. This is before the zrika. This is after the shechita before the zrika. Al kapadim. Here we have a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Ula had to learn our mishnah. Is this going according to Mandiyam Yish Kedi? Going according to that the Batsam Yish Kedi is loy kani, a special takana that it does work by loy noida. That's what Ula says, and Rav Yehuda says no, that really it is mechaperes, and by noida there is a chil Hashem, and therefore we say in mechaperes. Right. What do you mean? He's only playing Ula. He's not playing Rav Yehuda. It's only Ula Shita. Rav Yehuda's not hold that. So Ula holds that because mitzvah avera, it's not kosher for a carbon. It's not kani.
Ever
by carbon. Ever. No, after Shina Hashem, because there it's different. After Shina, it becomes a different item. Right, it could be that's really a different island. Shtana already, then there's no mitzvah aver. That's a whole shalom in Mitzvah Sukkah. If it's in the shtana, then it could be a different thing. Once it's something else, it's a different thing. The whole, it's not such a bizarre, it's a different item, then there's no such thing.